Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, really, I talk about the real definition of the word homestead.
Why is it only you? This came up because of a call that I had. This guy was nutty. Well, I'll explain it. But he was, this nutty seller was explaining to me how he got this property. He's the first one to get the property. It was never properly, what was the word? You know, he said, what did he call it? Divided, it wasn't subdivided. He said staked out or something like that. And I'm going along like a homestead, and he's telling me no. So we talked about it. Now we're gonna try to clear this.
That's interesting, because I I chose this topic because I was reading a string, extremely lengthy string in our Facebook.
Oh, so they're talking about it too.
Yeah, it's all over the internet, man, and it's so wrong.
It's hilarious.
I mean, I have to be real straight here. There's some really bad information about the word homestead, and I know why, because homestead means like four or five things to different people. So I'm gonna try to clear it up.
It's funny.
And not do it in a boring way.
How you feeling today, too, by the way?
I feel good.
Okay, good. I got to say, usually we're recording this a few days before. No, pretty much today we're recording on the day. This tells you a little bit about our weekend.
We were late because of our social life interfered with our professional life recently.
You should not let that happen. And we did. Oh, we can record tomorrow. Or we can record tomorrow. And then here we are like, you can't. We have no more tomorrows.
Remember back when we first started out, not with the Land Academy, but just, you know, working together, and we were there every day and working hard and all into it. And now it's just a lapse.
Exactly. I'll get to it when I get to it. Don't do that.
I hear radio switches clicking off all over the place right now. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay, so Austin wrote, "Hello. After a somewhat successful first round mailer, I have a handful of recorded deeds from the county." As you should. This is great. I haven't sold anything so far. I focus in northern Arizona and have 5 acre plus desert properties that I'm hoping to sell in the $2,500 to $3,000 range. For this price point, is it appropriate to hire a photo company, such as We Go Look, there's others like that too, to shoot photos and or video, or should I use stock photos from the region and those will be adequate? Thanks, Austin. And we put those in there for a bunch of people. That's one of the things that...
There's 10,000 pictures in the program, the original program of Northern Arizona.
That we shared.
Maybe not 10,000, maybe 8,000.
When I say we, I mean somebody else that worked for us, or you.
What do you think about this topic?
I think that back in the day, it was hard to get people and hard to tell them where to go and for them to find properties. It was difficult for us, let alone telling a photographer. But nowadays, you could get a guy for $50 to $75 off these companies or Craigslist, and you can give them GPS coordinates that they can pop in their phone and they can drive right there. So I think I think there's no reason nowadays to not hire a photographer to go out there, hopefully see a couple, and you've got how many properties?
A handful.
Do all of them at the same time. Have your photographer pick the first sunny day with a perfect blue sky, and then send them out there too, by the way, with a checklist. I want you to have 10 photos that you want. Like, I want you to face, you know, north, south, east, west. I want the camera pointing this way, you know, give them exactly what you want. So it's easy and fast, and there's just no question. So I'm a fan of yes, do it.
Austin, here's where I think this is going, and it concerns me.
Uh-oh.
There's all kinds of, look, this is going to be your career, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Like, people join Land Academy to change their career and change their life. It's not a side hustle or a side gig or all this stuff you hear on the internet or you see it in here. So don't skimp on it. The undertone in this question is, do I really need to do it? Yeah. Take this seriously.
You're asking?
Do I need to take pictures? Okay. Do I need to have a website? Well, this is all these questions we constantly get. I'm not picking on you. This is for everybody. Do I need to take this really seriously? Yes! Yes, you need to take it seriously. Every single aspect of it. Until you've got $25 million in the bank, yeah, you need to take pictures of the property.
And then your people take it seriously.
And I can't emphasize this enough. I can't emphasize it enough. How your property looks on the internet will make or break you financially.
Well, it makes
do you need to stand on? I'll tell you what. The first time I went and took pictures of desert property, this is way, way back, you know, a very long time ago. This was before there was a camera on your phone. And you stand there on the property, and
that was a while ago. Like everybody, I don't know about you. Everybody's like pausing, going, "When was that?
Yeah,
huh? I forgot."
You want to hear something awful?
Yeah.
About how old I am?
Uh oh.
I used to have a darkroom in my basement.
That's cool.
I mean, that's when I started taking pictures, and that's not
cool. Was that high school?
Not recently. No, it was like after college.
Oh. You can tell you're from Michigan when you say college.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, eh?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. All right, go ahead. I didn't mean to distract you.
You have to take your internet presence seriously. But I'll tell you, the first time I went out to take pictures, I learned this very quickly. I could have traveled 5 miles in my car in Arizona and taken a picture of what that desert property looks like, and it's gonna look exactly like the same property.
That's hilarious.
The property that I actually just bought. So you have to make a gauge. But I'll tell you what, if you're gonna drive,
don't do that.
If you're gonna travel 5 miles and take a picture of the desert, and I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but it just needs to look good. It needs to look amazing. And the descriptions need to be amazing, and you need to tell a little story. We haven't talked about this lately.
No, we haven't.
You need to paint a picture of how the person who's going to buy this piece of property, how their life is going to change.
Right.
Actually, that's what this topic is about, homestead today. And it's one of the definitions. It's a little house in the prairie, remember? Well, I'm dating myself again. There used to be a television show called Little House in the Prairie. And, yep. You know, the picture of that house and the lifestyle that they had is what we're selling.
Exactly.
So, yes, you need to get somebody out there, take some pictures. Maybe it's you the first few, if you're brand new at this. Congratulations, by the way. You bought a bunch of property. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you're going to make some dough and learn about the process. You know, learn about the whole chain of events.
Yep.
So that's all good.
Yep.
What is going on with you today?
No, like we answered the question. Like, do you want to answer the question one more time a different way?
Today's topic, the real definition of homestead. This is the meat of the show.
This is part of the difference between Steven and I. I'm a, okay, I got it. Can I go now? And Steven's like, let's just really dive into this sometimes.
Why?
And let's really all think about this. And I'm like, why? I got it. I don't really need to
You know, I've been thinking about this lately.
Deep dive into it.
I've been thinking about this lately. I treat money very, very seriously and with a tremendous amount of respect. And I put it, very often, I'll put money, making money, and just the whole topic of money or saving it or how it's managed way before my own comfort or myself or a lot of stuff. You know, I put it pretty high up. And talking to people recently, especially with the COVID, I don't see that. Certain people just don't have the value of the money the way that I do. Like, there are certain people that are getting a check from the government right now, and that's fine.
Right.
And it's just kind of like the fact that it's coming from the government is less important to them than making it on your own. There's just something not right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that gut feeling? Like, well, this is serious. Like,
yeah.
We're sitting and joke on the show.
Okay, wait, where are we going with this? how deep do we want to go into this?
See? See what I mean?
See, I'm trying not to go deep into this. Do you see? See what I mean? Like, I'm trying not to go deep into this, and you're like, now you're going.
So my take on this whole show, what is this? This is episode number 13. Oh, tomorrow's going to be episode number 1300.
But today's 1299. All right.
And I just take this very, very seriously.
Why do you? Do? What does it have to do
with
me?
I'm not saying that you don't. But should we take pictures of our land? Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I just talked about how you want to really talk about everything. Does that, and I don't. Does that mean that I take it less seriously?
I don't know.
Oh.
And I'm not actually talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Other people that we know.
Do you think I don't think
you know what? If I have to, if I say, here's my point. If I say it three times, it's probably important. It's because I'm taking it seriously.
Hold on. When I repeat things three times, it doesn't go like that.
Here's the thing. One of the reasons I think this show...
What it is, Jill, I heard you the first time. That's the difference.
One of the reasons I think this show works is because there's just a give and take or a pushback or a push and pull between the two of us. Like, I'm the information, you're the inspiration, and I think you're trying to make light of it. I think that there... Recently, Jill and I are starting a new show. It's called The Jack and Jill Show, Better Together.
Hopefully, yeah.
Soon. I don't know exactly when it's going to air, but one of the reasons that... And the people that are producing the show... are telling us you guys do great together because of this push and pull.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not, you know, that didn't happen on accident, I guess. I take this buying and selling real estate very, very seriously. And I think,
as do I.
I take the posting seriously. I take the show seriously. And so maybe a result of that or, you know, the outcome of that is me over explaining.
Well, again, does that mean that, do you think that anyone like me who doesn't over explain it take it any less seriously than you? Because then we have to, now we have a problem.
Yes, I do. I don't think you do.
Okay.
But I think it's possible.
All right.
And I know this because of the live event and meeting some of our members. And it's like some people are serious about it and some people aren't.
Okay. We're going to let you have that opinion. We're going to agree to disagree.
What's the real definition?
Yeah, moving
on. Homestead.
Go for it.
Here's where I think, here's what I see on the internet, on Facebook, and here's why I actually wrote the title. Oh, no, all you got to do is just homestead it. You should go homestead some, you don't have to go buy property.
Yeah.
Just homestead it.
Yeah, yeah.
What they're saying, what they're referring to is the Homestead Act that went on, and I think in the early 30s, and it ended in Alaska in 1976-ish. Where you could go put a fence around some property, government-owned property, for a certain amount of time and own it eventually. Not for zero, for like $5 an acre, $10 an acre, $100 an acre. It depends on the time. And then there was a land grab before that where so it was all an effort, and I explained this in the original program in great detail. Apparently too much detail, according to Jill.
Totally.
That's the Homestead Act. It all started where the business model for the American government was, hey, we're going to take all this land, we're going to cut it all up into 36 one square mile properties, and we're going to give it away or sell it incredibly inexpensively so we can tax it, so we can have revenue. So this notion of property taxes infuriates people on the internet for some reason. Mm-hmm. Does it infuriate you?
No.
I have to know.
No, it's...
Because it doesn't need me either.
No.
You know what infuriates me about taxes? Infuriates me about taxes are taxes that are not related to use. So if I go buy a pack of cigarettes, I should get taxed. If I use a gallon of gas, I should get taxed. If I go to a job and get a wage, I shouldn't get taxed. Don't tax me on my payroll. By the way... payroll taxes started because of World War II in this country. Before that, it was all just property taxes. If I choose to own 55,000 acres in Wyoming, I should get taxed. But I should not get taxed for making $72 million a year.
Welcome to Steve Rant Monday.
I'm serious.
Okay.
So property taxes, that's how the history of this, brief history. I could talk about it for 4 or 5 hours.
Jill, I know you could.
Jill won't let me. So homesteading was...
I'll be over there.
...was a way. The Homestead Act was, the way that a lot of the rural vacant land started. There's another definition of homestead. So if you ever have to file for bankruptcy as a person, there's a homestead exemption. And I think this gets all jumbled on the internet. All you got to do is Google it, and it's real simple. You can, don't take my word for any of this, by the way. You can homestead. There's a homestead exemption when you file for bankruptcy, specifically in Florida, and there's no top on it. So if you have a $20 million house in Florida and you file bankruptcy, that's protected. And every state has a different cap on it, or, it's usually $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. I don't really know exactly what the laws are on it. So that's part of... The word homestead is appropriate there too. And finally, this little house in the prairie notion of homesteading, which I think is the best, you know, that's how, when I say homestead, that's what I mean. It's this story or this concept of you and your pretty wife buy a little house, pay cash for it, hopefully. It's nothing special. Maybe it's a tiny house even. You're living off the grid. You've got a garden. Maybe it's 1 to 5 acres. You got a garden and a water source, and everybody's happy.
Goat.
And you wreck your
chickens.
Life eventually by having a child. You know?
Yeah.
What's that little say? Cute little saying? You and me and babies three or something like that.
I
just want to jam that down someone's
yeah.
back down someone's throat when I hear it.
I forgot that one. That's weird. Yep.
Because we have teenagers and stuff, and that's not, it didn't improve our life. Anyway, that's the third definition of homesteading. So, but I want to be, here's my real point.
Oh, good.
You cannot. Let me
I'm teasing you.
Let me make this crystal clear for everyone.
Okay.
You cannot homestead property, government property, and get it for free anymore. It's over. And I hear everyone on the internet, what you can do, here's the good news. What you can do is do a lot of research, and a lot of municipalities are giving away land. They will tax you. And they want you to move to their little, if you look it up on Google right now, there's lists and lists of property that's free or extremely cheap. And almost all of them come with caveats about time limits to build. What they're trying to do is entice you to move there mm-hmm. and increase their tax base. So there's cheap ways to get real estate. It's almost free, but not free. Homesteading is not one of them.
Hope that answered the question. And happy you could join us today. Every day, Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
The episode on the Land Academy Show tomorrow is called A Quick Land Sale versus Retail Price. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill wrote that title. What she means is, I've got a piece of property I paid $30,000 for. I'm going to sell it really fast for $60,000. Or really slow for 90.
Right.
Which one?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property. Wow. Was that preachy?
No. It's all okay. Good.